Yeah, well.
Hey, Dave, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm down in Florida. I just kind of left there. Suddenly, I had some business I had to do. That's why I couldn't get a hold of me there for a couple of days. I'm still down here till Sunday, but I seen your email. I just checked my email, and I thought I'd give you a call.
I appreciate that.
I'm just trying to find out some information, basically, and see how everything works and go from there, basically.
Sure. Do you happen to have the reservation code?
You know, I don't have it.
Don't even worry about it. What's the name of your business?
It was under Chris Vending.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I have that right up here. Let me pull it up. Okay. Chris Vending, and you're an LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris, why don't you, or Dave, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Well, basically, I'm just looking at maybe a little bit of working capital, and I want to get rid of some, I got some credit cards and whatnot. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay. What do you have in credit card debt that you want to get rid of?
Right now, I've got right around 30.
Okay, 30K. And how much were you thinking of trying to get as far as like capital goes?
I was thinking maybe around 60 to 70.
Okay.
So I was looking maybe the 100,000 is what I'm looking. But again, I don't know what. How terms and all that would be on something like that. I'm not sure how you can.
Okay. So obviously you want to get 30 to get rid of the debt, but if you got additional funds, what would you use that for, Dave?
Well, right now I'm max expanding. I'm putting it. We got the Chris Vending is our vending machines business on that end, and what I'm doing is right there alongside my business. I'm going to be opening up a drive through. Convenient type store.
Oh, okay.
I'm using most of them for that.
Hey, that's pretty cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, the building we're in now, we bought basically about a year and a half ago, and it was actually set up for that, a drive-through at one time, but they had it closed down a few years back.
Oh, okay.
And we moved in, we using it for the vending, basically, but we figured, what the heck, let's see if we can open it back up and
why not? Take advantage, you know, and make some more money.
Yeah, that's what we figure, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. What have your sales been like for last year with your current business?
With Chris Vending, I think last year on our taxes, I don't know the exact number, but it was between $700,000 and $800,000.
Okay. Good. Wow, that's pretty good for a vending business.
Yeah.
It's really good. Okay. And how long have you guys actually been in business for?
It's a family business. We've been in business since 1949. I've actually been running it since 93.
Okay. Are you now the sole owner of the business?
No, I've got a partner, which is my brother-in-law.
Okay, your brother-in-law. And what's the breakdown? Is it 50-50?
It is a 50-50, correct.
Okay, cool. 50-50. And at your current location, what are you guys spending on your rent there?
Well, we're buying, you mean for the building that we're buying?
Correct.
We're paying $2,400 a month.
$2,400. Okay, so it's a mortgage?
Yes.
Okay, good. And do you have any current working capital loans out right now or just the credit card debt?
It's just a credit card that's basically is all we have in the way of that type of working capital. We use that basically for our working capital, no credit cards.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. Okay. As far as like a return on investment, what do you think the return would be if you got the additional 70K as like working capital? Do you think you could... Once you had that store up and running, what do you think the return would be?
when you're talking about return, you're talking about return to pay off the loan?
No, like return on investment. Let's say, you know, we get you 100. You pay the 30 off. You're going to use 70 to obviously expand, open your business. Do you think you're going to get a return? You're going to see a return on your money right away? Or I'm just trying to get an idea.
Right. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But, well, the return will be relatively quick. I don't know if it would be right away, but I'm probably looking within the first 3 to 6 months, if not sooner.
Okay, good. Okay. And how soon were you looking to bring on this capital for the business?
How soon we need it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically as soon as we can get it, because right now we're in the stage. I've got the place pretty much ready to go. I'm waiting for a couple of permits. Once the permits come through, then we're basically ready to stock it, and that's what I'm going to be using it for. The actual structure of the building and everything, I've put the money in, and it's set up and ready to go.
Cool. Okay, well, that's good.
Putting the inventory in the building.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Okay. Well, just kind of going off of a little bit of information that you've given me, without really running anything or seeing, your business documents, I can kind of give you a rough estimate of what we'll be able to do for you. we're looking anywhere between 75 to 100K is what we can get you.
Okay.
So I know you wanted that 100K. It looks pretty good based off your sales, your time in business. One more factor that it's a small factor, but how would you rate your guys' personal credit, you and the business owner, your other brother-in-law?
I think my score is right around 702.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
I think it's good, I don't know, but I'm not 100% sure what he is, but I think it's pretty good, I believe.
Okay, yeah, it's not a huge factor, like I said, but... it's definitely something that they do take a look at the underwriters. But everything else sounds and looks really good. All I would need to really get you an approval is a short one-page application, which I can send out to you. I'm going to need 6 months of your business bank statements, so January through June, and then your most recent tax return. Did you guys already file for 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I would need that, and then basically that's it. And then I can get you an approval in about 24 hours. And if you like the terms that I give you, I can get you funded in about 48 hours.
Okay.
So we work pretty quickly.
Right, which is fine. But like, I won't be back up to the shop until Sunday. So I won't be actually be able to do all this stuff until next week because, like I said, I had this personal business I had to take care of down here in
sure.
Florida. So,
sure. I totally understand.
I'm back in up and around Sunday. So, but yeah, I can just want to get up there, just give me what I need. If you can email me what you need from me and the application too, and then we can take from there.
Absolutely. Okay. When would you like? You still want me to send it to the same email? The RDELMANN 44 at belair.tv?
Yeah, that's fine. Send it there. And,
okay.
Like the application itself, I can actually do it while I'm down. but the other stuff, like the bank stuff, I don't have anything like that down.
Sure, I totally understand. Okay. I'll send it out there as soon as you can get it back to me. That'd be great. When would you like me to follow up with you if I don't hear anything from you?
Sometime next week would be fine. Like I said, I'll be back in town Sunday, and then I can get things started. So, if you don't hear anything about Wednesday, I'd give me a call.
Okay, you got it.
I should have things before then. So.
Okay. All right, Chris. Well, I will go ahead and send that over in about 5 minutes or so, and then obviously when you got time, it's not no rush, but whenever you get it to me, I'll start working on it, and then we'll take it from there. If you have any questions, you got my direct line there. Just give me a ring, and I'll help you with any questions or concerns you might have.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Chris. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call back here, and then we'll be in touch, and hopefully we get to do business in the future here.
Okay.
All right, appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thanks.
All right, Chris. Bye.
Bye.